I was going to do something different this morning for sharing your faith, but the person that was going to come up here and I was going to have a discussion with had to leave this morning, but he was sitting right over there next to Andy Fetsis and the guys, and his name is Leo Mejia, and he's my landscaper. And so I'm just going to explain what happened and just talk about a couple things here and not take too much time, cuz we don't want to run over. So Leo started working for me about a year and a half ago, and of course in the beginning I gently asked him if he what his faith was, and he grew up in Guatemala and his dad was a working pastor. He had a job, and then he would pastor a little church, and he has a large family, 11 kids, and one brother and the rest of them sisters, and he was pretty much the black sheep of the family. He stayed to himself, and they, he said, a number of his sisters have a pretty serious faith, and so I got all that, information out of him. And when he said, no, I'm good, I said, fine. And so I knew he'd be coming back next week, and then the week after that, and the week after that, and about, and we kept talking, and became his friend, and he knew I cared about him. And he started sharing with me lots of things, things he was struggling with. And he brought his boys over, his younger boys. One, they were, at the time, they were both in school. One was a senior, one was a about three years younger, Adrian and Jonathan. And so I got to know his boys and work with them on certain projects. And then he shared with me the struggles he's having in his marriage. Not a unique problem at all. And so I said, why don't we start praying about it? And he was very open to that, so we started praying about it. He really loved the prayer. Before he would leave and head out, he looked forward to our prayers. So I'd put my arm around him, and he'd take his hat off, and we would pray. And we prayed about various different things, but especially his marriage. And then there was a moment that, God orchestrates, and he's putting his stuff back in the back of his pickup truck, and the tailgate was down, and I said, early on, Leo, I gave you one of these. And you accepted it, but you didn't want to go through it. And I said, would you like to go through it now? And if you guys haven't seen these, you need to all grab one. This is the gospel. This is what all the believers in this room, this is what changed your life right here. And he said, yes, I do. I want to go through it. So on his tailgate, we read it together. And page by page, read it together. And at the end, he wanted to receive Christ. And we went through the whole thing. And then we just prayed for the longest time. And he's weeping, just really weeping. And he knew, even said it, he knew something had happened. He said, it's different. And then And I sensed it too. It was really, there was a calmness about him, and prior to any of this, he was talking about if he even wants to be married anymore, and so now he's on the journey. We still pray every week together, and it's different. And his sisters that are Christians are. Thrilled, they know something's happened to their brother, and they're all praying for him and of course his wife. So anyway, we're not going to go through this today, but it was an example of it's right here, and you don't have to come up with anything yourself. You just have to read it because it's the Word of God in here. So I just wanted to share that with you, if you'd keep him, Leo, in your prayers. And his wife's name is Lovely, L-O-V-I. Yeah. I think, it, yeah. So anyway, I'd cover your prayers on that. just so you guys know, too, it's really easy to share your faith, because wherever you're at. And some of you read my Friday letters, and you've seen some of the experiences that I have. But here's the important part. You have to put these things in your pocket before you leave the house. They need to be on your dresser, right by your phone, or right by your car keys. And you throw some of these things in your pocket. Then, before you leave the house, wherever you're going, you need to ask the Lord humbly that he put one person in front of you, that you could talk to them about Jesus. And it's really important. That's the, I'd say that's the most critical part of it. And then you are available. You guys have heard the term FAT, F-A-T, faithful, available, and teachable. Well, that goes for us, you know. And that A is available. We need to be available all the time, because it's a lost and hurting world out there, in a major way. And you look at, you know, I've looked at people, go, no, that guy's not interested. It was like one guy at Home Depot, man. He looked like he, you know, just a great big biker kind of guy. And I go, no, he won't be interested. And he's helping me in the plumbing department. And I asked him, man, you've been so helpful. Can I give you something? And he said, sure, sure. So I said, how'd you like to have a stack of $1 million bills? He goes, what? And so I go, no, you know, it's not a stack of $1 million bills. It's the Gospel of John. You know, and he goes, what's that? And then in it I have this. And I always put the smaller version of this, you know, are you a good person? And so then I spent some time on this. He had a little bit of time. No one was waiting for him. And I said, and I told him my testimony, and I said, this changed my life. I said, under a tree in my backyard, crying uncontrollably, you know, and I just told him the story. And I said, would you like these? And then sometimes I'll have I got it in here somewhere, but I'll have a little Starbucks card or something. I learned that from Ray Comfort, and I asked him, you know, I would love to give you a little, you know, do you like Starbucks coffee? And I said, I'd love to give you a little Starbucks card. He goes, no, you've given me everything I need. I'm going to go home tonight, and I'm going to go through these with my wife. You know, so this big rough and tumble guy. And who, you never know what they're going to say. I mean, it could be bank tellers. You know, I love going to Sam's Club. So I know most of the people at Sam's Club now. Oh, here, there's that guy. You know, so, and if they're out there outside on that little bench where they go have a smoke, I'll just sit down on the bench with them, you know, and now, because, you know, one of those people know me. I'll sit down, how you doing, dude, guys? And then, you know, I always have this stuff with me. So if I have to sum it up, you know, there are a lot of things that give us pleasure and we're joyful about, and man, that was great, you know. Going to that museum was really exciting, and it was neat to see that stuff. And there is nothing more exciting than giving, sharing the gospel with a person. There's nothing more exciting. I mean, I have literally almost found myself skipping out of the bank after having a conversation with a teller. And God sets it up. Usually there's long lines behind you, tellers. You get up the teller. And I'm having a conversation recently with a gal, and she looked pretty tough, you know, and I'm going, oh, well, whatever, you know. And so I had a UNLV shirt on, and she said, I went to UNLV, and we have that conversation. Yeah, I go, but you didn't compress your 4-year degree into 7 years. and so she laughs, and I go, you know, I've got something for you. And I just slipped it under the window. I even slipped this. You know, I didn't know if I was going to get in trouble or not. I slipped that under the window. And she said the same thing. She goes, oh, man, I am going to read this tonight. I'm going to read this tonight. And the gal next to her, I'd already had a conversation with a month before. And she said, she said the same thing. I'm going to read it on my lunch break. So anyway, guys, and during Halloween, the kids didn't get any candy until I went through my deal with them, and I'll show you. So I would hold these two cards up, and I would say, which one is the larger one? Okay, no candy until you tell me. And then they would say, well, the orange one is. And I go, no, they're exactly the same. They go, whoa. And so I would give them each of these. It's got, you know, the message on the back. You know, I just throw that in with their little bag with their candy. So there's tons of things out there. Just pray about it. Just really, again, it's exciting stuff. And, you know, what's cool about Halloween now, the parents are not far behind because most kids don't go trick-or-treating alone. So the parents are right behind. They're hearing the whole deal. And, you know, and I buy candy bars. Okay, I don't get a million kids, so I can buy big candy bars. And then so I'm seeing the parents. They're out there listening. And I'll go, hey, Dad. And I toss a candy bar out to him. And, man, you're going to make it. You have so much fun with all these things. So anyway, I would encourage you guys to really pray about it. It's really, really... It's really enhanced my purpose, and I'm so grateful to the Lord. So take that first step, you know, just something simple, and you're going to get some no's, you know, they're like, you know, oh, you're one of those, you know, or whatever. Or you're going to run into Christians, but I don't think I've ever had anyone turn this down. You know, they just know it. They're just like, okay, so if it sits on their shelf, it doesn't matter. you know all the stories about Gideon Bibles. Something happens to a guy 15 years later, and he blows the dust off that Gideon Bible and starts reading it. So, and it's all up to the Lord. It's not up to us. He's in charge. So, and he gives us the privilege of being involved in his plan of salvation. You know, we glorify God. We get to be involved in his plan of salvation as we prepare for an eternity with him. That's right in that orange purpose book. If you haven't had one of those purpose books, you need to grab one. So anyway, on the way out, you don't even have to pay for one. Just grab one.